Tonight, it appears there were multiple warning signs about the gunman who opened fire during Sunday services here. They include reports of his violent past, an escape from a mental health facility, and death threats to Air Force superiors. He was able to buy weapons because of a mistake by the Air Force. 26 people were murdered at the First Baptist Church. 20 were hurt. 10 are in critical condition. David Martin begins our coverage.
A police report of a brief escape from a mental health facility threw an even darker light on the Air Force career of Devin Kelly. A 2012 El Paso Police Department report described Kelly as a danger to himself and others, as he had already been caught sneaking firearms onto Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, where he was stationed, and was attempting to carry out death threats he had made on his military chain of command. 5 months later, he was court-martialed for beating his then-wife and stepson, and was sentenced to a year in prison and a bad conduct discharge. Despite the history of mental health problems and the conviction for domestic violence, the Air Force failed to enter his name into the FBI database that is searched to determine if a person is barred from purchasing firearms, allowing him to buy the assault rifle he used to kill 26 people. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson spoke with the CBS News streaming channel CBSN.
It's pretty clear that the checklist that we use was not followed by the local office, and his fingerprints should have been put into the database, and they were not.
FBI statistics indicate not just the Air Force, but the entire Department of Defense almost never files a report unless the offender also received a dishonorable discharge, a slightly harsher punishment than Kelly's bad conduct discharge. More than 11,000 dishonorable discharges have been entered into the database, but only one for domestic violence and one for mental health.
In other words, the failure to flag Kelly to the FBI may not have been an isolated oversight, but part of a pattern of poor reporting throughout the Defense Department, a pattern first identified by the Pentagon's Inspector General 20 years ago. Jeff?
David Martin, thank you very much. It is believed that 1 week ago, the killer attended the Fall Festival at First Baptist and did not raise any alarms. 5 days later, he showed no mercy at the same house of worship, even to his youngest victims. Mark Strassman has more on this.
Outside the church that became a killing field, crime investigators reconstructed a madman's rampage. Lorenzo Flores spotted him first.
This guy was dressed like G.I. Joe, like all in black and all that stuff.
It was 11:10 Sunday morning. Flores, standing across the street, saw a man with a rifle close in on the church.
He didn't walk. He runs across the street like that in this position.
He was on a mission.
Yeah.
Gunman Devin Kelly first fired through the windows of First Baptist Church. When he walked inside, the real carnage began.
It was so scary, and that man was shooting. He was shooting hard.
Roseanne Solis and Joaquin Ramirez, both wounded, played dead on the floor.
Everybody got down, crawling under, wherever they could hide.
They were among roughly 50 congregants inside. Within minutes, about half of them were killed. The gunman paced the room, stalking the dead and the dying, and pumped bullets into whomever showed signs of life, especially crying babies.
How long did the shooting go on for?
Man, it just sounded like forever. But
Flores thought that popping sound would never end.
It sounds like he didn't want to take his finger off the trigger. He was like, constant, like, it wouldn't let off.
Investigators recovered 15 empty magazines. Each held 30 rounds. Freeman Martin is with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
When the first call came in, the Wilson County Sheriff's Office arrived within four minutes. I can tell you 4 minutes is a long time during an active shooter situation.
Investigators refused to talk specifics about a motive. But Kelly, estranged from his second wife, had sent threatening text messages to his mother-in-law. She attends this church, but missed services this past Sunday.
The Comal County Sheriff's Office told CBS News there was a 2013 sexual assault case against Kelly, but investigators dropped it after he moved out of state. They now plan to reopen that case. Jeff?
Mark, thanks very much. Like the